Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
say the bigger the headache, the bigger the pill, baby. Well, they call me the big pill. A Dr. Funkenstein here. The disco theme with the monster sounds. My hip bone connected to my thigh bone. My thigh bone connected to my leg bone. Leg bone connected to my ankle bone. I get so hung up on my bone. A Dr. Funkenstein here. Preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the motion of hip. Are you ready out there? We're going to do it one more time and I want everybody to sing it this time. Hey, hold on, do it again. Stop. Kiss me on my ego. Give me that one again. Everybody. A Dr. Funkenstein here. We're slipping, ego tripping, and body snapping. Coming to you directly from the puppet ship. Pulling up the last leg of the peace fund. Fuck with your mind tonight, yeah. Keep it moving, fellas. Biologically speaking, when I start churning, burning, and turning, it'll make your atoms move so fast, expanding your molecules, causing a friction fire, burning you on your neutrons, causing you to scream, hit me in the proton. Baby! Can y'all get to that? Can y'all get to that? Easy. Hey, horn. Hey, fellas, I want y'all to hold it right there. We're going to give up some of this T-pump. Keep that groove right there. Hey, Fred. Y'all put your hands together. We're going to hold this groove, shit. We ain't going nowhere, so don't be impatient. The roof is going off this sucker tonight. Hey,
we love to fuck. soul up on bone. Dr. Funkenstein here, preoccupied and dedicated to the preservation of the Funken gift. Brother Peter Dyer. Slow, slow.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette, and tonight we're going to be discussing AI, artificial intelligence, with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm doing excellent, excellent. I cannot and will not complain. Only question
that's
everything.
True.
So
very
with
good.
That being said, we haven't been here in a while, family, so much love and greetings. And first of all, acknowledging the ancestors with Ashe, the elders with Namaste, and the family and listening audience with love, respect, and honor for your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you're sharing with us this evening. And this is a good time dealing with tonight's class and Bible study to fellowship and share your interpretations of your true thought. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, we can get started with our current event to our icon, our legend.
Yes, well, today, sad to say, I heard of the passing of Tina Turner. So she had made a song, What's Love Got to Do With It, which is on the five. And as you had said earlier, Brother Eddie, Tina comes to a five. So with that, I'm going to start this off with a five.
Of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl while possess a track. It's physical.
I'm
I tend to look dazed. I read it someplace. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me.
News to report to you. At the age of 83, pop icon and soul icon Tina Turner has passed away. That's according to her spokesperson, who says that the queen of rock and roll and soul died peacefully at her home in Zurich after battling a long illness. She rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review before launching what was one of the biggest comebacks in history as a solo artist. And at the age of 44, became the oldest person to hit the top 100 with her song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Our Martha McCallum takes a look back at the life of Tina Turner. Listen here.
What's love got to do with it?
She was the leggy girl with the raspy voice who became a rock and roll icon. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock on November 25, 1939 in Nutbush, Tennessee. At 11, her parents divorced and she moved in with her grandmother. By the time she was 16, Anna Mae was hitting the local R&B nightclubs. She met Ike Turner in 1956 at the Club Manhattan. He was there performing with his band, the Kings of Rhythm. Anna Mae repeatedly begged Ike to let her sing. Eventually, he let her join him on stage. Anna Mae was a hit. When Ike had a falling out with one of his band vocalists a few months later, he asked Anna Mae to step into the recording booth. The result? The 1960 hit, Fool in Love, which hit number 2 on the R&B chart. It also marked the transformation from Anna Mae Bullock to Tina Turner, a name the songwriter came up without consulting Anna Mae. The pair formed the Ike and Tina Turner Review. Their 1966 River Deep, Mountain High didn't get much attention in the U.S., but charted in the U.K. and is now considered a classic. I love you, the single was produced by Phil Spector, who called her singing Hurricane Alto. By 1969, Ike and Tina had 15 albums and 60 singles to their credit, but they hadn't gained a mainstream audience. That changed in 1971 when they released their rendition of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Proud Mary. The single went on to top the charts, earning them a Grammy and pushing them to superstardom. From movies to mega stages all over the world, performing was always easy for Turner, but life was not. She later told reporters that Ike beat her, saying, "I didn't fear him killing me when I left because I was already dead." After Ike beat her badly in 1976, she took off with 36 cents in her pocket. A friend bought her a plane ticket. She flew to Los Angeles and never looked back. When Tina divorced Ike in 1978, she asked for only one thing in the settlement. Her name, Tina Turner. After years of struggling to make a comeback, she hit it big in 1984 with her album Private Dancer. The songs What's Love Got to Do with It and Better Be Good to Me won 3 Grammy Awards that year. Turner's album sold 11 million copies, and at 45 years old, she reestablished her title as the Queen of Rock and Roll. In 1985, she joined Mel Gibson on the big screen in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, a role the director says was created with Turner in mind. Also that year, she and Mick Jagger brought down the house when they performed together at the Live Aid fundraiser. In 1986, Turner wrote her autobiography, I, Tina, which was later made into the 1993 Oscar-nominated film What's Love Got to Do with It. Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne played Tina and Ike. Both earned Oscar nominations. In 1991, Ike and Tina were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. After her 2000 tour, Turner announced her retirement. In 2005, she was a Kennedy Center honoree. Then, after 8 years of retirement, Turner went back on tour, showing the world she still had that voice and those legs. Rolling Stone magazine has twice named her one of the greatest of all time. Millions of fans would agree. Tina Turner's life was one of both heartache and hope. No matter what life threw at her, she always came back singing. Martha McCallum, Fox News.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most...
Well, Brother Eddie and everyone, I'm sad to say that we lost another great... Well, Brother Eddie, you with me?
Yes, I am, and I don't look at the sorrow. I look at what she left, you know.
Yeah.
The library of lyrics and music with the words, you know, that will never die, you know. So
yeah,
she left us a collage of things that we will always look back to and look forward ahead. So, again, yes, she's just an ancestor now. But again, will always be remembered because of her words.
Yes.
That is the key.
Yes, it is.
And during the class tonight, if anybody wanted to bring in anything to honor our ancestor, Tina Turner now, or TNT, you're always welcome to bring it to the round table. But... getting started with the class, family, and remember, this is Bible study, and Bible study is 41, which is that 5, and we are going to swing right into our school days from way back, from the very beginning. School days, but spelling the days, D-A-Z-E. Days. So school days, 21 plus 11 equals 32, which is that 5. This is Bible study. Hump day on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So share your interpretation of your thoughts, family, because this is the time for it. So starting off with Bible study tonight, I would like the family, if you don't, you know, pull it up on the internet or whatever, but pull up. We're going to start with John 1:1 in the Bible. And remember,
tonight's class is AI, artificial intelligence. But don't think that this strays away from the title, because it's all connected. So, John 1:1, most people know it by heart. Quote, in the beginning was the Word, and mm-hmm. the Word was yes, with God. And the okay. Word was God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. But we just deal with, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and God, and the Word was God. Now, the Word of God gives us free will of choice to choose. That's part of the free will of man. But let's go now to the Word of Man. The Word of Man is a program in history using the Word by its definition, direction, and description that limits our thinking to the rules and spells behind the words that we have agreed to accept in its meaning. Now, if the Word of God gives us free will, but the Word of man limits us to seeing that word by its definition, where is the free will of the Word of God? Who has the power now, family? So right from there, let's take it to the school days, because that's what happened. We got caught up in the days, because we all remember in the beginning we learned the alphabet in school. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. A nursery rhyme that we didn't really pick up on, but during that time in school we were learning spelling and how to pronounce the words.
Yeah.
Think back all the times we were in school. We always had questions of why. And we basically never got answers, or we didn't get a sufficient answer. An answer that was reasonable, even with our limited understanding, being children, asking the questions. Coming up asking questions about black history, slavery, God existence, justice, so forth and so on. My question that I never got a answer reasonable, sufficient, or anything is, why is it that we have silent letters within words?
Yeah.
See, we're going back now because, remember, we've been hearing for a long time everything we've been taught was a lie. Well, let's start off with the lie being the word why, that they never gave us an answer to. See? So we have words like knife or knife, but the K is silent. Why? Knock or knock. Again, the K is silent.
Yeah.
We have psychology, P is silent. We have philosophy, but the P is silent. then we're giving words, particular words that are spelled the same.
Yes.
But have different meanings.
Yeah, like read and read.
Okay. Thank you. Live and live.
Yes.
And here's a good one. The same four letters with three different meanings. I led the way.
Yeah.
I lead by example. And I have a lead metal coating. And I use lead, lead, and lead. Same spelling. But see, that was the key to teach us the pronunciation, but we never thought about these silent letters or, again, the number behind the word that we spoke.
Yeah.
Because now seeing that who really has the power behind the word, let's look at tonight's title, AI, Artificial Intelligence. Well, AI is six. But when you look at AI, AI is a program. AI is a program that begins with the word that is programmed into the artificial intelligence, the computer, the device. So when we even use the word AI, again, whose definition have we gave the authority that we truly believe AI to be that way? Granted, we know what they're pushing, but why do we continue to push the word AI and what they're trying to do? Once we know AI being six is not human. Human is 15, which is six. That's why they're trying to make it artificial. But again, we start to define everything the way the system has given it. It's a program, and we start regurgitating the program, which in turn gives it energy, power, life. Because we are manifesting by speaking what they put in front of us as it is what they say it is, because we have bought in, we believe, and we start to speak it in that term. When we see artificial intelligence, the six, which is the word they use, and understanding, how do you get in or out of something you've been put in? Well, we've been put in a program, and we haven't realized it. Understanding AI is six, program is six, N is six. Finding the same number of different words will get you out of what you've been put in. Out is also six. We don't have to look very far, but because we hold on to those words by someone else's definition, we miss the totality of what the whole is revealing to us. For instance, another word that still gets me with our people, with the word black. We get so bent out of shape, a lot of us, because of that word, not recognizing the number. why black, that they got us basically denying. The old saying is, they know you better than you know yourself. Why?
Yes.
They invented English, family, this occult language that we're speaking. But let's get back to black. Once we realize that black, the number two, black, which is the universe, is first. How many times and how many people have we been hearing for the past couple of decades trying to prove that the black people were first, starting from Kemet, Egypt, Kush, the Nile? Black comes to the word first, family. You don't want to be first because someone gave you a different name, and we, again, gravitate to the name of black and not understanding we first. Why do you think we're hated so much and we still don't recognize who we are? By a number, not the word. That's the division. Anyway, let me get off of that. Listening to another show this weekend, was dealing with a documentary that was dealing with Cleopatra on Netflix and the debate over what her hue was again. Why? Again, once we refer to even the name has a number, Cleopatra
yeah.
family comes to 29, which is 2, black.
Yeah.
So I don't have to listen to nobody else with every it's greatly appreciated when they give me the facts behind, but the facts for me are proven by the number. Prove is 2. Number is 2. Pattern is 2. I see these patterns over and over again. That's all I'm doing is revealing them, family, like knowing don't attach ourselves to the true understanding of what they're trying to make the AI out to be, because the power is given by us. We got the power and we can take it back, but because we see the words that man has given us only one way, and like the word of God has no limitations, baby, why do we? To see that this is a game that they don't want us to recognize, see, because the evidence shows itself. Evidence is 33, which is sense. I mean, which is 6. Forgive me, family. My mind is moving too fast. But this is what this is all about, is we're running from the evidence. The word is the evidence. And the word is even seen in what's called common sense. Common sense is 33. It's the 6. Are we using our common sense? See, when we get into the 6, we can go back to different classes when we did a class on Let It Be,
mm-hmm.
which is 33,
yeah.
the 6. Judgment Day, family, 42, the 6. When we talk about algorithms, climate, attitude, all of that's the 6, but we separate it by each and every word that does this connection a disservice because we don't see it any other way. We could beat those who got the venom, who got the serum. I'm not
yeah.
going to use the word, but y'all know where I'm going.
Yeah.
It's called a daily walk, family. Get out in nature and build up a sweat. Sweat is 5. That's burning off. That's serum. Because at the same time, you're communicating with yourself. It's called self-love. What's love got to do with it? Start off with self-love. As we got into the story that Tina went through, cutting to the chase, she left because of self-love.
Yeah.
Because she said, shit, in 68, I might as well leave because I'm already dead. Dead is 14. Love is 14. She found her love when she died in that relationship to let it go. Let go when you find your self-love, family. That's the six. Well, we talking about and giving power to AI instead of giving power to the self-love that starts with everybody in a daily walk, exercising your temple. That's six.
Yes.
These basic things. Learn your rituals and your routines equals 60. See? We haven't developed things within, starting with self-love. Balance out. That's why balance is 15 to 6. I'm giving balance in the word of God. God gave us the word to give balance, to give us balance, and always leaving that room for us to have a choice to choose. AI, by their definition, doesn't give me any leeway or choice to choose other than Merriam's definition, Webster's dictionary definition, Oxford's definition, and so forth and so on. But what about the Black Dictionary? When are we going to understand our power? And when I say Black Dictionary, when you go back and look at the Black Dictionary, that particular dictionary was wrote by a man, white man named Black. So come on.
Okay, when are we talking about the Black Laws Dictionary.
Black Laws Dictionary. Black. I don't care who. We got a dictionary, but because we, again, accept another definition from somebody else's dictionary, again, takes away from our power.
Yeah.
We got it, and we keep running around and not seeing what's right in front of us. The names change, but the numbers remain the same. Do you understand the number behind the word that's coming out of your mouth? Key, not the key, but a key factor, family. Because the more we keep regurgitating their words, their program, their shit, because they, again, throw the shit on the wall and see what sticks. And once we start to repeat it and regurgitate it, bam, that's the power.
Yeah.
So we have the power to take it back by, again, rearranging, as they say, AI, to see it self-love. No more than exercising our brain along with your temple. Don't give them that power because they're using it anyway. That six is, as I said, the algorithms that they use through our text, through our conversations. See, six is,
yeah,
we are repairing our DNA at the core level. Even by way of 528 hertz, using the vibrations of music, as Tina gave us so eloquently. Music tones, the notes, the words, the waves that are being used. This is why in school,
everything was taught in a musical way, as I mentioned earlier. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Because public 21, school 21, again, it was the beast, the devil school that we didn't see, that put us on this wrong frequency, that gave us these lies with these silent letters. Why? The secrecy. But that's why six is exposed. This is the time that all of this will and is being exposed. This is why six, vicariously, when I tell the family, all of you, I live vicariously, six, through your word. Word is six. You give me words that I do not use, that is not in my vocabulary. I love and appreciate you. But that's why when you send me a link, put something with it. Let me hear and see your numbers behind the words that has resonated with you to even want to send me a link.
Yeah.
Because that's the missing link. This is why that six, when we say inhale and exhale, that's six. AM and PM, that's six. Every day, 24/7, is six. It's your heart, because your heart beats 24/7. Inhale and exhale. If you stop anywhere down the line, you over. It's ended, but it's the six. Even when we look at John 1:1, John is 13, 1:1 is 2. 13 plus 2 is 15. That's 6. John 1:1 is telling us about the word. Word is 6. And while we're on John, I want everybody to turn to John 1:14. And basically it says, and the word became flesh. You can read the rest of it, but we can stop there. Bam. And the word became flesh. Well, what are they trying to do with artificial intelligence? Artificial intelligence is
to be a person.
That's what we're talking about. See, the word artificial intelligence come to 88. 8 plus 8 is 16. That's a 7.
Yeah.
See? Flesh is 25, a 7. Artificial intelligence will never have flesh. I don't care if they try to create, which they have been with Sophie and all these other AI individuals. But see, they don't have real skin. Skin is 15, which is part of the human word that became flesh. See?
Yeah.
This is what they're trying to do. The word is 15, which is 6. AI is 15.
Yeah.
AI will never be flesh.
No, but they gave
artificial
personality.
But see, we spend too much time talking about what they're doing artificially. It's not real. So why do we spend spiritual time and essence on artificial things that they name by themselves? The number shows it's too much energy and time when we don't put the six on it. It's called span.
Yeah.
Your span is your word. Put the span on it. Don't keep giving it the same way. We already in a circle.
Yes,
so spin that. Spin it to our direction. But we keep giving it, regurgitating, speaking it, repeating it. The same way the definition of what they're talking about that gives it energy, power, manifestation. We doing it, family. They just put it in front of us. We keep it going. We keep it alive. We give it energy and power. And we got the power to take it back, recognized by the number of the word that we This is why it's time for change. We have the power to change it, but not if we keep speaking the same thing, even if we're using different words, not connecting the number behind these words to see different angles, not the angle. So that is the definite premise on dealing with these words, again, that we have accepted and agreed upon when we even speak it. But again, this is a process that has been taught within the true schools called institutions. Institution is 52, which is the seven. Their institution is meant to institutionalize the brain. Institutionalize is 70. Once we've been institutionalized, we are now put in a box. Box is seven. And how long have we heard? Think outside the box?
Yeah.
Outside the institution? And that's where we're stuck? See?
Yeah.
So no, for me to see the numbers behind even the word, statement, phrases, sentences, history, 33, history. See, history is his word. History, 33, 6, word is 6. Program is 6. This whole word program is part of his story. Family, come on.
Yes.
I've been saying, anyway, there's no need for me to go backwards when we going forward, family, and this is what it's all about. It's bringing it home. As the record says, we love to think with you. Dr. Finkenstein, your thought is the best. Take my mind and give me the mind to think with the rest. Hit me with the one, and then, if you like, hit me again. We love to think, family. We love to think.
Yes, we
see?
Do.
And that's who we got to get these thoughts truly together. And like I said, we come up with a lot of analogies of words. And like I said right now, the true and the one in the awakening, even dealing with their pronouncing these words, the one is called war. And we know war for us is an acronym for reading, writing, and arithmetic. And they made sure that arithmetic was last because this is what we're dealing with, the numbers. We're adding it up. If it doesn't add up, your brother will shut up. But believe you me, everything that I say before I say it, I'm going over it and over and over to make sure, you know, that it does add up. Because it's the sense that I make that you agree with, not necessarily with Brother Eddie, but because brother is 32, Eddie is 23, agree is 23, and sense is 23. This is why we, back in school days, 32, family, in class called Bible Study 41. It's the five.
Yeah.
I got five on it, family. See, because that's what they're doing. And that's even understanding self-defense. Self is 19. The one. And defense is 32, the five. Your self-defense is your self-expression. Expression is 41. Self still stays one. Self-expression is the six, the word. But whose word are you expressing by somebody else's definition? It's not yours. Take it back. Make it yours. That's the change. You have the power, family. This is just one, as I say, way of many that we are being given to utilize during this time. But the key to all is that this is something to teach our children so that they will see how to use this more and better than we are giving it to them, because it's already written on the core of their DNA, core being 15-6 DNA, 411, the information station. It's already there. How we're talking about it is the activation and stimulation of the motivation that's needed to start this movement that has never stopped. That's why understanding the black that most people don't want to be called, just put it in your head, family, when you hear black, just swap it out with first. You black, yeah, I'm first. You right? Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Just make it first,
yeah,
family.
That is true.
See, we change the mindset that we're in. If we keep accepting the definition of the words the way they've been given to us, they're meant to hurt. They're meant to destroy. They're meant to divide. Now we see a way to bring back the cohesiveness and the collective conscious mind of a divine order. As P-Funk said, one nation, baby, under a groove. We now getting down just for the thought of it, the five, for the thought of it. One nation. And we're on the move. Nothing, nothing, baby, can stop us now. See?
Yeah.
This is in the air. It's in the ether. What I've said cannot be taken back. And it's a lot of family members right now are resonating with the word and the way we've accepted that has limited the mind to think outside the box, outside the institutionalized mind. No.
Okay. Brother Eddie, now,
yes.
with outside of using the numbers, is there another way that we can think outside the box that will elevate us?
Of course, but that's not my way. That's not my lane.
I know
that's
not
my. I'm just saying.
I mean, I was,
right, but I'm agreeing with you right away. As I said, this is one way out of many. I can't go any other direction in what I've been given. This is enough.
To
24/7 with numbers and words. Right. So,
yeah.
Again, everybody else who are in their lanes doing what they do, continue to do it. And like I said, this is how we bring your peace to the table. As you hear me every week in, week out, I don't change. You know, I stay directly in my lane.
Don't.
And I wait to hear other people who have other pieces that I could put and enhance where I am, because for me, I even know that a lot of us, a lot of family members that talk to me don't even know the pieces of the puzzle that they have that they give me by just questions, concerns, and statements alone.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. So I don't need to, you know, like I said, I know because, again, I'm getting information from other people who some people are aware of where they are in their lane, on their square. And some people are finding their way there, but they're there already, and they just haven't put the whole thing, that whole piece together to see, you know, oh, my piece goes direct, and it fits perfectly here. They still trying to maneuver their piece into position. So, again, yes, it's, I look at it in my realm of numbers that there's over 144,000 ways. I'm just giving you mine in numbers, so look how many more left.
See? Yeah.
So true protection is knowing that sound, knowing your sound, and dance. And that sound, start to sing. Sing and dance. The sing is no more than the routine, and the dance is no more than the rituals. Even when you have daily walks, it is routines and rituals that you do. And you communicate with nature while you are in nature, because nature, the birds, the insects, the grass, the trees, the air, the wind, and the breeze, everything touching your skin, your flesh, is talking and communicating, but we miss it. Because everything that I just mentioned has a number if you can't recognize what's being told by the occurrence, the events that we are a part of in nature. So,
yeah.
Again, we definitely have to use our common sense to turn this around. Because as we said, it's up to us to fix us, and we can do it. And like I said, this is just the way that if we start to use this, because that's the key, that most of us are here and we don't apply this to your life, that will aid in your insight. Again, like I said, we can only do what we are here to do. And no more, no less. But I know this class has resonated with a lot of the family members, because in my receiving it, it totally resonated with me. You know, but again, and before I never did use anything coming from the Bible, and this is what these Bible verses of John 1:1 and 1:14 came to me today before the class. So I knew it was meant to be used.
Yeah.
And this is how,
Brother Eddie,
again, yes.
Before you go deeper, caller, so I'm going to take the caller.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, area code 740.
Greetings, family.
Greetings, family. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's everyone tonight? I came in late.
We doing
well,
great, fam.
Yourself?
Good to have you chime in.
Yeah, good to hear you.
How are you?
Sister Antoinette. I'm not too bad. I'm recovering. Just not a small pace, but I'm feeling okay. Can't complain, you know. I thought I would call in and see what's going on with the show. Like I said, I'm a little bit late to the party, but
you're right on time.
We
open with a brief tribute.
Tribute
to Tina Turner. Thank you. The word just didn't want to come out of my mouth.
Right.
To Tina Turner.
Jim Brown. I just found out Jim Brown was a part of an organization that was created. Well, it wasn't created, but they had some ties to some organizations here in Cleveland, Ohio. So I'm going to have to
do
some research on that.
To your phone, Ms. You.
Let me push you back on.
Okay.
How's that? Is that better? That better, Sister Antoinette?
Yeah, maybe let me bring my phone closer. Okay.
How about you, Brother Ed? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's a little better. It's a little bit better. So, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, The tribute to Tina Turner, I can't really add too much more to that, but I also noticed that there's a tribute to Jim Brown. Of course, him being a Cleveland Browns football player, you know, I grew up here in Cleveland, and I'm currently residing. Yeah, I'm in Cleveland right now, as a matter of fact. So, yeah, we'll have some more Cleveland news to add to the situation, but with the AI, that can be a tool if properly managed. That could bring this community along with a lot of other, and you know, the communities have been hit hard. I mean, just time after time through, you know, we just know what went on in the communities, and we know what needs to be done to help correct those wrongs. That brings me back to thinking outside the box. My first interaction with thinking outside the box was in college, mind you. You know, somebody come up with the term thinking outside the box. Now, I'm thinking, man, there's something else I got to learn. But I'm glad I embraced it because I had to do a lot of research on it. And it boils down to this. Basically, I'm going to pull this up. I know what thinking outside the box is. I had to embrace it with some of the jobs that I did. But I went to AI, perplexity.ai, and I typed in thinking outside the box. So using artificial intelligence, again, if it's taught properly, is a metaphor. That means to think differently, unconventionally, or from a new perspective. It refers to a novel or creative thinking and can be applied to various contexts, including problem solving, innovation, and design thinking. Here are some tips and insights from the search results on how to think outside the box. Stand back and see the problem objectively. Try to get a different perspective, a new angle, or a fresh approach. Challenge the status quo and rewrite the rules. To think outside of the box is to fully understand the status quo and then challenge it. Reframe problems with a wider group of the design space. Challenge assumptions that would otherwise constrain you, therefore freeing you to sidestep the dangers of meeting a design problem head on. Cultivate the ability to look at things differently from the way we typically look at things. This can be done by developing the ability to confront problems in ways other than the ways we normally confront problems. Create space in your life, processes, and day-to-day activities to notice, reflect, and wonder. Wonder is the bridge to imagination, and we can access that bridge more readily when we create space in our lives. Understand your position in relation to any particular situation. Conceptualize problems differently and approach problems in an innovative way. Jump outside the boundaries. Challenge the rules. Try to solve problems outside the box is what we're really talking about. So, again, we can, if properly taught, our people can use these tools to help elevate us. So I appreciate the platform to be able to hopefully add a little bit of options in life, you know, because we are people that we come from greatness. Start looking into your family, ancestry.
Yeah.
There's a lot of organizations out there that are helping us do the genealogy, dig up those death certificates, find out who you are, find out where you come from. You know, that has a significant that will empower people to start feeling like they belong to something. When you start to have that feeling that you belong to something, then those holes, those voids get filled with feelings of something, you know. And again, like Brother Ed said, everybody thinks differently, you know. But I know what empowers people, and that's knowing who you are and where you come from. So, outside the box.
Thanks, Miss Antoinette. Thanks, Brother Ed. I appreciate y'all. I'm gonna go on mute, but I'm gonna continue.
Thank you.
Thank you
so
my brother, and energy and much love to your health and recovery. You're sounding good,
yes.
Other than the technical difficulty and getting the audio. But I got enough of what you said to, again, I concur, because, again, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You bring another angle, see. Your
yeah.
angle, your way is no more than what we're talking about, that part of the box. That angle that you're coming from is outside of the box, that way, see? And it's the consciousness within a higher conversation that puts us, and this is what we are all bringing to the table, and I love it. I love it. And I love you even breaking down from their definition perspective of how they termed thinking outside of the institutionalized box of the mind. So that's the cube, the Rubik's Cube that we've been put in. It's no accident that box is 7 and cube is 16, which is 7. The names change, but the numbers remain the same. See? So, again...
Yeah.
Much love, my brother. I love it. And do we have any other callers?
No, not right now. No one has their hand up. If anyone has a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, we'll be happy to bring you in.
And loving, again, so we haven't been in class lately, and it slipped my mind to acknowledge Brother Jim Brown, you know.
Yeah.
That again, you know, now he's with the other brothers, the 4 that I think I can't remember the sister's name offhand. She played in 227. She's been in a lot of movies. Anyway, her name will come to me, but she did. 4
Florence,
days and
Florence,
no, Florence was the mother, her daughter.
No, Marla
Regina
Gibbs.
Regina King.
Oh, yes.
She did the movie, and it was dealing with Ali, Sam Cooke, Malcolm X, and Jim Brown. So, again, 4
powerful brothers. Was that the one
brothers.
Out of Florida? At...
Yeah, Miami, I'm sorry. 4 days
yeah.
in Miami, or a night in Miami. Something I might be missed for now, but it was, yeah, in Miami. So, again, another great brother that has now transitioned because they haven't
yeah.
passed anywhere. They just transitioned from one state of being to another, you know. And, again, the work that different people left, like I said, Tina, Brother Jim Brown, it would never die. You know, they left too much, you know, for us, again. It won't die unless we let it die, just like the music. If we let Motown die, if we let the true R&B die, jazz die, Gil Scott-Heron, spoken word die, that's not on them, family. That's on us. Prince, Michael
yeah.
Jackson, James Brown. We can go on and on. That music, Marvin Gaye, should never die.
No,
we should be pushing that. We don't let whomever these, iRadio, whomever, push our music. We have enough on it on vinyl, 8-track if we want to go our way back, reel to reel, albums, LPs, 45s, CDs. We got our music. We
play and teach our music to our children. It's just like in schools, they're not teaching Black history or real history. It's watered down history. When we talk about critical race theory, with that being taught, it's a watered down version of history, not to make their children or anybody else feel bad towards what was done to our people. You know, I'm not going to go on a rant about that. Were you trying to say something, my brother?
Yeah, I found the, there's an article. It's called The Negro Industrial and Economic Union. Former football star turned actor and activist Jim Brown lends his support to the Negro Industrial and Economic Union. That was an organization that he worked with here in Cleveland, but they were also affiliated with other Black organizations. I just can't think of the states right now. So, man, he did so much, him and other activists. As a matter of fact, I was watching a show. Dr. Carr has a show on Saturdays called In Class with Carr. He was talking about Jim Brown and giving a tribute to him on his weekend podcast that he does with Karen Hunter. Two professors at Historically Black, whatever it is, university. But anyways, the information is significant. And so I just wanted to add that to it.
I appreciate that. Appreciate, yes, a lot of our sports figures from back in the day. We can't look at too many of them today to do these type of things or that have done, because any of them that might have, we know that somehow or another they could get into some type of trouble. See, because again, under contract, well, I ain't going there, family, it's no need to, but we noticed that it's a concerted effort that these rappers and sports figures don't come back to truly help the communities they came from. Not every community, just the damn community they came up in. How many truly do that, that make a significant difference for change? You know, I got a lot of stories, but again, these stories aren't even worth telling in where we're going today, because it's all about our ascension. You know, and the negative forces will keep us permeating the negative nonsense that, again, regurgitating these words, certain words, get us nowhere. So we have to start using these words that reveal these numbers, that show us this game that has been played on us for so long. And we start coming out of it. Because now that we have a blueprint, we could start to fix it. And it starts with, again, self-love. Because in truth, I can't love y'all, family. I'm bullshitting if I don't love myself first. And that's anybody who claims to love anybody else, understanding a mother's love for her children. That's the exception. That true mother's love of nurturing. Other than that, it's the self-love. Because in truth, that mother who truly doesn't love herself can't show that love to that baby, even if that baby doesn't understand, just like the six we all have. A baby has a gut feeling.
Yes.
The six, just like we do. a baby senses and knows if that mother's beat is in tune with his beat and love. From the womb, that baby already knows. So again, this is in all of us at birth. But how many of us today still ignore the first feeling, which is the gut feeling? That's the first. But that's why they got us hating that word, not knowing that number of black being first. And remember, family, first comes the two, one, two. Why? Because we second to God. That's why first is two. And even though two comes up to T-W-O, which is 13, 13 is God, family. They got this hidden soul. Woo, my goodness. Within these words, these numbers reveal so much. But if we stay tuned of seeing all these words the way they've been given to us in the institution of school, of their education, in their history, using their made up English words of confusion, a ball of confusion. This is what we start again to recycle, repeat, regurgitate. And staying in that circle on that Ferris wheel, we get nowhere. So this is a way out. Out is six. Of the program being six of what we've been put in is six. We've been put in this. Through the word, we're deprogramming. Word is six and deprogram 33 is six. We have a way, if no other way, until you find other ways that will enhance the way I'm giving you and the way that you might possibly know. So that's the key, family. We can break this cycle by not constantly seeing this institutionalized mindset of word usage the way the system has programmed it into us from the beginning. Because the true education is to educate yourself, or knowing yourself. And no educational system has ever taught you about yourself first. It was always instilling, putting something in you that at the end of the day you question the learning you were going through because it didn't make sense to you. As a child, we constantly question a lot of things that we were being taught. Now we know why. Silent letters. Messing with me with silent letters.
And don't forget, Brother Ed, that we can look at the English language. For those people who like to learn about themselves, do some research on etymology. You'll find out the origin of the English language and the use of certain words.
Yes.
And you'll find out a little bit.
Brother Jeff, can you talk up, please?
Yeah, I'm trying my best here to talk up. Let me see if I can switch it up a little bit.
That sounds better there.
That was perfect.
Better?
Yes.
That sound better?
Yes,
okay.
Much better. Yes, thank you.
So we're looking at etymology. Etymology is the origin of the English language. There's a website online that you can look up. Just type in a word.
Yes.
It'll give you the origin of that word. So that'll give you a better understanding of the bamboozleness that's going on with the English the English language, because it's all about vibrations, right, and curses and things of that nature. So there's a lot of significance in our language being taken away from us, which then hides our culture, you know, and that's who we are. That's where we came from. That's what our ancestors were about. So a lot of research has to be done. It's just not about understanding one aspect of it. But back to learning to, how can I say this? Okay, so the education system that's in place, it has its significance, but it has a way of making us hate it so much so that we don't even want to interact with it. But if we can change that mindset just a little bit, just to get people to understand the basics of math, reading, science, chemistry, things of that nature. And I'm just talking about our adolescent children that are coming up. If we can get them to embrace it just a little bit more so they interact with it and learn the civics of and the vocational studies of what's going on, man, we can really, really set things off here in a little bit of a hurry. Because I tell you what, man, when I was coming through high school, I hated math, and it was because of the redneck-ass teacher. You know, so I chose to let somebody else get in the way of my education and understanding. Later on, when I got into college, I would embrace my ability to know how to do math and all this other stuff. But I'm just saying, when we're dealing with them other people, they tend to have a way to set us off. And we really need to not only look at it from that angle, but also from the social, you know, the social workers angle therapy that's been taken out of the schools that we need. So I apologize. I'm getting a little bit tired. I had a headache earlier, but I don't have one right now. I'm gonna go ahead and eat some more dinner and put myself on mute and enjoy the rest of the conversation, people. But I thought I would just add that little bit. I know you know Ed, and sometimes we get going so much so that we don't, you know, it's not that it's a bad thing, you know. We just can't hit all the angles at one time. But I know where you're coming from. So I just wanted to throw that little bit in there. I appreciate you, brother, and I appreciate you, Sister Antoinette.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad that you're doing better.
Sister Antoinette, I changed my contact. I took the elder part out of my contacts for you, so.
Thank you.
I know we had some conversation about that earlier, so I apologize, you know, my misunderstanding, you know. But I appreciate you. Appreciate you too, Brother Ed. Keep doing what you do, man. I'll be back.
Appreciate you, fam. Appreciate you, and yes, that's the key with the children. We have to find a way. And for me, numbers gave me a way to show them to learn to love. And you and they will love to learn for the rest of their life. Yeah. Love and learn is the five, baby. And if we teach them that, you know, I mean, hey, everything that they start to tackle, they going to solve because they love learning, you know. And that's the key. And I wanted to comment on the brother mentioning investigate. Take time to investigate your culture and your ancestors. And don't start off with sending any of your DNA, because that's the six, to these damn places, ancestry.com, and anybody else, because again, you know, if they've been lying to us for so long, do we think they're going to truly give us the information that we're looking for? So let's start with that communication of talking to your longest living relatives that are still sound of mind. And even if they're not, you might be able to extract things that will you bring back to memory just through conversations. But again, take that, get different documents like the Bibles and different letters that they might have of old that they not kept, that you might not have known about because you haven't asked about, that reveals a lot of your culture, you know, your family's history, where you came from. But that's the work that we need to do right now. Because a lot of us, like Tina, Jim Brown, being in the family but not your direct family, we need to start talking to our families, because we know our elders and our families are basically fading away. And we have times like this to talk. We don't talk about anything else with our elders and our families. Use this time to find out as much as you can why you can, why they still here. They're the library. You know,
yes, they are.
They got stuff they want to talk about that they need to let go. But again, they not forgot about it. And when you question, it brings that back to mind. So these are the things that we can do. And at the same time, remember, take notes, family, because we are the record keepers to pass on to the next generation, your children and grandchildren. Who's going to tell our story if we don't start being real to go back to the past through our elders to give us the information for the present so we give it to our children for the future? We are the teachers, family, so we got to start teaching, but we can't teach if we didn't learn nothing.
That
you can only teach
true.
What you've learned. So, again, we got to go back and tap into those natural resources. We have them, and we're not utilizing what's right in our own families. And we can even talk to those who were like family members, close to our families, who remember or might even have records from pictures and others of our family that can give us information. We have extended families, family, that we don't think about and we don't utilize, and we don't take that time to basically take a record of our story so that we have these documents to leave. We don't leave it to them to keep lying about who we are. So again, if we want to be accurate in telling our story, then we got to get to work, family. And again, change the paradigm of these words of English, of confusion, of the occult, of Babel that we constantly use. And use it to manifest exactly what we want. And stop giving them the power. We got it.
Yeah.
Make
yes,
that change.
Do.
So, again, this is just a way that we could use to correct the wrong that is still being done just by the number behind the words that we'll be able to use now. Because again, let go and let God. God leads the way in the words that he's showing me to give to you, the family, so that you utilize them, because you still have that choice to see what it is if you're able to see and hear. You know? Is somebody breathing on the line real heavy?
It's not me.
One last thing, family. One last thing.
Okay.
As far as the genealogy is concerned, I went through the Urban Indian Heritage Society, and that's Phoenix Moon and Chief Warhorse, and they did a show, a couple of shows on Dry Bones on Sunday. So that's a place where you can start. You know, that's us. That's our family. They ain't trying to pull no. You know, odd punches or things of that nature. You know, so it's an option. You know, look into it, see if it fits. If it don't, you know, try another shoot. I just thought I'd add that into the conversation. But thanks again, and I'm gonna go on mute.
And thank
Appreciate
you. Now, Chief Warhorse, she's not under the Wichita, is she?
I'm not sure. I believe she's under her own. She's under her own.
Okay, yeah, I know that she's the Blackfoot. I know she, hers is the Blackfoot, if memory serves me correctly.
Okay.
It's been a long time since I've heard her.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's for both of them. But like Ed was saying, don't go licking no sticks and giving up no DNA or nothing crazy like that. You
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not saying it for you, but for the audience or people who may be listening out there and following suit. Yeah, just look to the death certificates and the birth certificates of your mother, your father, your uncles, your aunts, your grandparents, things of that nature. You know, it's a lot of work, but there are some people who've been doing it for a while. You know,
yeah.
So I mean, how much? I don't know, man. I look at it. I mean, Sister Antoinette and Brother Ed. When my grandmother made the statement that she was Blackfoot, I was just a little shorty, man. You know, 5-6 years old. But it resonated with me. And mm-hmm. and when I got out of the military, I started looking into it on my father's side. And now I'm able to look into it on my mother's side, which is really more important to me than anything when we look at restoring the matriarch.
Yes.
You know,
that is correct, my brother. That is correct. And I appreciate you with Sister Warhorse because, again, I didn't know that she even did that, but that would be if I recommended, that's where I would go towards our people who were doing these things, again, because in doing that, we will always show you different ways to continue that journey in finding your lineage, you know, not just stopping there, you know, always giving information of direction of what and how to go. So thank you for that, my brother.
It's very empowering. I mean, you talk about just – for me, being, I was a knucklehead. I didn't know who the hell I was, you know. I was out there doing things that I felt I didn't belong to nothing for a long time, man. I'm talking into my late 30s. But I had a reasonable head about myself. I knew that, you know, if I adopted certain modalities into my life, I could earn a degree and go join the workforce and, you know, be a part of something and scratch that. You know, that ancestral thing was just scratching at the back of my mindset, going, you know, find out who you are, find out who your grandmother was and this, that, and the other. And it turns out there was something there. There was more than I could ever imagine behind all of that genealogy. I ain't going to get into the weeds of it all, but talk about feeling like I belong to something, man. One of the greatest things ever to discover is that my family, both on my mom and dad's side of the family, were engineers, doctors, lawyers, business owners, tribal members, you know. Even if you look at any of the confederacies, even the musket of all primitive weapons, engineering went into that. And as a matter of fact, one of my great-great-great ancestors was one of those blacksmiths that helped to produce that firearm for the Confederacy.
A lot of
discovery, you know, you start lifting up these rocks and, wow, you start realizing all these things that went on around you and now it's in shambles. It's like, man, we got a lot of work to do. But anyways, I digress.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let people know some of the things I discovered about myself and how it changed my life. I went from being a super depressed person to a person with, you know, a person coming, just being totally demoralized in life, having no aspirations for nothing, right? And now I feel like I'm the king of the world. I got everything to accomplish.
and everything that I can accomplish, I can hand it down to my children. Powerful stuff. And I just want to say this before I tune off. Thanks to Mama AZ. Thanks to Elder Kwame for being there for me, and a lot of the other people. I don't really want to go into naming off a bunch of people, but yourself, Brother Ed, I appreciate you standing out there and giving me a different perspective on the numbers and the words, how it applied to my life. Still got some work to do on it. And more importantly, you, Sister Antoinette, man, you made me feel like I was a man again when I didn't feel that way. You know, just off basic conversations that we had. Nothing crazy, you know what I mean? But that's just my mindset. So I thank you. Thank you for being there for me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being you. I truly appreciate you.
Yes, sir, my brother. Thank us. Thank us. And a shout out to you again for the short list of just the acknowledgement for those who have touched you to help you on your journey. So, again, we do have to do that at times to one another on personal levels to acknowledge one another because, again, just that basic acknowledgement is what we need to just revitalize and energize ourselves. But, again, we really accept that from people who are worthy in our lives, that we feel worthy, you know, who do these things to help us feel these ways. So, again, it's genuine. And, again, brother, I basically commend you and thank you and thank us as we continue our journey along our way.
Yeah.
In peace and love, family, in peace and love.
Yeah. Well, definitely. And I appreciate you, Brother Jeff. So I want you to know I appreciate you.
So,
thank you. I'm over here stuffing my mouth with some butternut squash while I listen to y'all.
Eat that good spiritual soul food. Yes.
Got no choice, man.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that's good. And I appreciate you, Brother Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
If anyone has a question or a comment, if you press number one, we'll let you in. We're discussing AI, and we're also discussing the passing of Tina Turner. So we don't want to forget that. And, of course, of each other. We're also appreciating each other. Okay, Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was actually.
Well, you know what? We have 12 minutes left in this program. I'm going to play Tina Turner's song, Let's Stay Together. I didn't notice she did that as well. So I'm going to play that, and then we can get back, okay?
Okay.
Come on. And some sad news to report to you. At the age of 83, Tina Turner has passed away. That's according to her spokesperson, who says that the queen of rock and roll and soul died peacefully at her home in Zurich after battling a long illness. She rose to prominence as the lead singer of the Ike and Tina Turner Review before launching what was one of the biggest comebacks in history as a solo artist. And at the age of 44, became the oldest person to hit the top 100 with her song, What's Love Got to Do with It? Our Martha McCallum takes a look back at the life of Tina Turner. Listen here.
Okay.
What's love got to do with it?
She was the leggy girl with the raspy voice who became a rock and roll icon. Tina Turner was born Anna Mae Bullock on November 25, 1939 in Nutbush, Tennessee. At 11, her parents divorced and she moved in with her grandmother. By the time she was 16, Anna Mae was hitting the local R&B nightclubs. She met Ike Turner in 1956 at Club Manhattan. He was there performing with his band, the Kings of Rhythm. Anna Mae repeatedly begged Ike to let her sing. Eventually, he let her join him on stage. Anna Mae was a hit. When Ike had a falling out with one of his band vocalists a few months later, he asked Anna Mae to step into the recording booth. The result? The 1960 hit, Fool in Love, which hit number 2 on the R&B chart. It also marked the transformation from Anna Mae Bullock to Tina Turner, a name the songwriter came up without consulting Anna Mae. A church house in house. The pair formed the Ike and Tina Turner Review. Their 1966 River Deep, Mountain High didn't get much attention in the U.S., but charted in the U.K. and is now considered a classic. I love the single was produced by Phil Spector, who called her singing Hurricane Alto. By 1969, Ike and Tina had 15 albums and 60 singles to their credit, but they hadn't gained a mainstream audience. That changed in 1971 when they released their rendition of Creedence Clearwater Revival's Proud Mary. The single went on to top the charts, earning them a Grammy and pushing them to superstardom. From movies to mega stages all over the world, performing was always easy for Turner, but life was not. She later told reporters that Ike beat her, saying, "I didn't fear him killing me when I left because I was already dead." After Ike beat her badly in 1976, she took off with 36 cents in her pocket. A friend bought her a plane ticket. She flew to Los Angeles and never looked back. When Tina divorced Ike in 1978, she asked for only one thing in the settlement, her name, Tina Turner. After years of struggling to make a comeback, she hit it big in 1984 with her album Private Dancer. The songs What's Love Got to Do with It and Better Be Good to Me won 3 Grammy Awards that year. Turner's album sold 11 million copies, and at 45 years old, she reestablished her title as the Queen of Rock and Roll. In 1985, she joined Mel Gibson on the big screen in Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, a role the director says was created with Turner in mind. Also that year, she and Mick Jagger brought down the house when they performed together at the Live Aid fundraiser. In 1986, Turner wrote her autobiography, I, Tina, which was later made into the 1993 Oscar-nominated film What's Love Got to Do with It? Angela Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne played Tina and Ike. Both earned Oscar nominations. In 1991, Ike and Tina were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. After her 2000 tour, Turner announced her retirement. In 2005, she was a Kennedy Center honoree. Then, after 8 years of retirement, Turner went back on tour, showing the world she still had that voice and those legs. Rolling Stone magazine has twice named her one of the greatest of all time. Millions of fans would agree. Tina Turner's life was one of both heartache and hope. No matter what life threw at her, she always came back singing. Martha McCallum, Fox News.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.
Okay. I thought I downloaded the song. I'm sorry, I didn't. So if anybody has a question or a comment, you can press 1 and we'll let you in. Brother Eddie?
Yes, I am here. I am here, and I'm going to finish up, and once I'm done, if anybody doesn't have anything to say, we will stop, because, again, you have 5 minutes to call in before we're off the Internet, and the number is 515-605-9343.
Again, that's 515-605-9343. So right quick to get into the artificial intelligence again, and using different words of AI by the number 6, AI, they refer to it as nanotechnology. Nano is 5, technology is 37, which is 1. The AI has been used on us for decades, family. Another 2 words for 6 or AI is poison food. How long have we been talking about poison food, genetically modified food, the additives and preservatives to food, the foods that we're eating is not real food? How long have we been talking? Because it's poison food, AI. They put it in our communities and now throughout the country when we are seeing a increase in gun violence. Gun 14, violence 28. The 5 and the 1. They say no pain, no gain. What are we gaining from the pain that we're going through? We're talking about the weird sounds that our children and others are hearing through the nanotechnology is what they're doing. It's also known as brain frequencies, because again, they learned how to map the brain. So the sound and or frequencies that are being used are used to control our youth. If some have, as I said, you get the serum, you get the venom, you basically will start to form that are now blockers. Blockers to the synapses of the brain that gives the spiritual insight and information. The serum is used to cause clogs and to block that spiritual information. This is no more than mass distraction. Because at the end of the day, AI, we're talking about it that way, all the other things, where it's a distraction, family, as we always say, and it's on a mass level. This is why the mass has been referred to as far as the shootings, the gun violence, mass shootings. They're trying to bring back a slave population. How long have we heard that? Slave 19, which is 1, and population is 32, which is 5. They are the removers by depopulation, or the depopulation remover. Depopulation is 41, which is 5, and remover is 28. These are dead zones, and we're going to put our spin on the word zones and use a Z instead of the S. Dead zones, because those zones are the synapses connected to the frequency and sounds of the brain. And because of the clog, this is what the nanotechnology is meant to do, to create the walking dead.
walking 23, dead 14, in the zone, to understand that they manipulate one's view. News and media is used to manipulate the views and opinions of the public. For those who are constantly tied in to social media or mainstream news. And once that's done, we're put on the wrong current. That's why they can use the current in the brain dealing with frequencies and sounds. Who has the federal authority? Because this is who is controlling that authority, being the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC. But at the end, as we refer to AI as all part of what we refer to as Agenda 2030, Agenda 19, 2030 is 50, the one and the five, the word that's part of the AI. Now, ending off our way of balancing the word, that's one side to change the things we use, the words like we're doing God's work, God's 19, work 14. It's knowing self, as they say, know thyself. Knowing self is the key to even self-love. The love is not knowing who I am. How am I loving myself? But it's understanding the correct current of direction that we start to adhere to. By understanding the key of sound and frequency, you can heal yourself. This is what they're doing to offset everything, knowing that you have the power to heal by using the proper key, the proper frequency, and the proper sound. That starts with a pure thought, family. To heal starts with the thought. That frequency, sound, and key is pure. It now cures the inner me inside yourself. Not an outside enemy, but the inner me is cured from a pure thought that from frequency will heal. As we say, this process is even done in a daily walk. It's done in exercising your temple through the rituals and routines, even in song and dance. It comes to self-health care. Do you truly care about your health? Remember, dealing with the frequency that heals, it's because sound effects. They even show you all of these sound effects and everything in movies, but that's why it affects. That frequency, that sound, heals. It affects the temple. Once we know the right key,
songs in the key of life, family. Find your key to unlock any door within you. These are no more than coming from your common sense. Once you put it together, that self-love starts with the common sense. You woke yet? You is one.
Me?
Woke is 14. No.
Yeah.
That's a question to the family. You woke yet? You, but one, woke is five. That's eight.
Yes.
Wake up, family. That's all I'm saying. Wake up. See, it's understanding that we are visionaries on a quest.
Yeah.
See? Visionary 41, quest 28. You are on a vision quest, family. It makes you able when your brain becomes stable. We have to be stable. We can't be all over the place, unfocused. This is why, again, once you find that gift that has always been there, and again, education wasn't teaching you about yourself, that basically showed you your gift. Education 7, gift 7. See? Education ain't intended to show you yourself. Yourself is 7, the gift from within. But no, pushing education is not your gift. It has nothing to do with nature. Anyway, I'm getting off track. And it's even dealing with the shame of the game. Because we become ashamed when we recognize we've been played by the game, because we truly didn't recognize the game. It's all part of your self-defense. And again, I've been doing this for over 50 years, but it was on the physical and spiritual term of martial arts and mental, mind, body, and soul. Now, to put it within the metaphysical by way of numerology, again, I've been there, we've all been there, because the defense that we've all used is self-expression, because the art of fighting without fighting.
Yes.
Is the art of thinking without fighting. If I can outthink you, I've won the fight before anything has gotten physical, by just using my thought process. Kinesiology, being able to predict as you studied movement, every conceivable movement, even in the wind, the current that blows over your skin, that gives indications of everything that's happening from within. Control us. We have the power. Let's use it, family. And I'm going to end there on that note with the self-defense, self-expression. Because even in the use of crystals and the intentions that are put into the crystals you wear or you have, that resonates energy. I'm now using magnets along with the crystals to amplify the intentions on the spiritual plane. For another class and another time, family, dealing with that.
Yeah.
But with that, family, remember this Turtle Island, as Brother Kwame always say, is that 6. Turtle is 32. And island is 19 at 1. Mm-hmm. But no man is an island. But for every man is to know themselves.
Yeah.
So with that, family, if we don't have anybody on the phones that has any questions, concerns, statements, or any information to share, we will be back next week. And it should be a live one, family. I will be babysitting somewhat all next week. My grandson, his mother is going out of town, and he's graduating from high school this weekend. So, you know, when the cat's away, the mice are playing, and he's not 19. So, yeah, you know, I got to be there to make sure that she gets back and she's got a home and it ain't destroyed and no craziness happens. So I ain't did this in a while, so it'll be something. But again, I'll be able to question and get the mindset of the youth having this quality time with them. So it'll be good. Were you trying to say something, Brother Jeff?
Yeah, man, congratulations. Have fun with that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. You got to make it fun, man. That's it. You got to make it. And it's family. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, you enjoy it. Let me say this, folks. Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Filios. And don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m., no matter where you are in the world, at 3 p.m. Eastern time, drumming. So you don't want to forget that. And I'm going to play Wake Up Everybody. Since Brother Eddie mentioned, wake up. Okay, and then we'll be right back and do the final goodbye. Good night. Good night, I'm sorry.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. Let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, just you and me. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, need a little help. Say it, boy.
Need some help, y'all.
I'll change the world. What it used to be.
Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Teach the children, teach the
All right, Eddie. Well, if no one else has anything else to input.
We're going to call it a night. And again, as I said, we will continue this. Good food being the five that we share amongst the family at the table. So with that, family, peace and love, and stay safe, you know, during these times, because again, the distraction, a lot of us are distracted by the other things and we don't pay attention to the seven call, the laws that are being changed, that are being passed, and a lot will really start to unfold next month in June, because we'll be hitting the summer solstice coming up in June. So summer's getting ready to come. By the way, summer's 24, which is that 6. So we finna see a whole bunch of heck break loose with the banks and everything else we've been talking about. So we finna see it, fam. So get ready, be prepared, and hopefully you know already, start getting ready for whatever. For whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So with that, family, and peace and love, everybody stay safe, Sister Antoinette. You stay safe and healthy until our next class and the next episode.
You too. You too. All right, y'all. Well, thank you, and we appreciate you, and have a good night.
Have a good night. Peace and love, family.
Peace and love to you. Okay, y'all.